Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Mark Daniels. College basketball hitting high gear. The NIT tournament opener for the Green Bay Phoenix at the Rest Center on Tuesday night, but they fall to the Belmont Bruins, the Ohio Valley regular season conference champions, 80-65. Green Bay learned just before the game that Horizon League Player of the Year Kiefer Sykes would not be able to go with lingering ankle and knee injuries, and the offense struggled. Green Bay turned it over 21 times, a season high. Greg Mays led with 15 points. Kenneth Lowe added a career high 12, but Green Bay trailed the Bruins by a dozen at halftime, and head coach Brian Wardle said we just couldn't close the gap.
Every time I thought we made a good push, either had a bad turnover or we gave up a tough driving kick three, and they give them a lot of credit. I thought they hit a couple big threes at the end of the shot clock in the last 10 minutes of the second half that really hurt our runs too. But it wasn't for a lack of effort. You know, we just all wish we could keep playing. And I think it's more of a locker room full of shock right now of what just kind of happened tonight. And it's going to sink in probably later this week to us. And it was just a hard loss.
Senior Alec Brown went 3-for-10 from the floor, finished with 9 points, and his career comes to a close. A celebrated career at that.
It's tough having such a good season and then, you know, losing a couple at the end of the year like this, but like I was just telling the guys, you know, I was really proud of them all, and I was really thankful for giving me such a good senior year. And overall, it was still a really good year. Just wish it would have ended up a little bit better.
Green Bay finishes 24-7 on the season. Belmont improves to 25-9. They'll take on Robert Morris in the second round. They knocked off the top seed in the grouping, St. John's, 89-73 in New York. Robert Morris was up 22 at the half. Another NIT score of note, Florida State over Florida Gulf Coast University, darlings of last year's NCAAs, 58-53. As for the NCAA tournament, the first two games of the dance taking place in Dayton in a 16-seed matchup, Albany over Mount St. Mary's, 71-64. The Great Danes raced out to a 16-2 lead, lost the lead, but battled back and delivered the first NCAA tournament win for head coach Will Brown.
And I'm proud of my guys. I thought we handled adversity well tonight. I thought we weathered the storm, we stayed the course, and we made plays down the stretch. We finished, and that's important. It's a great win for the America East Conference, tremendous win for the University at Albany.
Great Danes reward, number one overall seed, Florida. And in a 12-seed matchup, North Carolina State beat Xavier 74-59. T.J. Warren overcoming a slow start to finish with a game-high 25.
Yeah, I just keep moving without the basketball, really, and just stay aggressive. Eventually, shots are going to fall. My teammates do a great job finding me and my sweet spots. So just stay aggressive and stay at it.
Wolfpack advances to take on St. Louis. Two more play-in games, if you will. On Wednesday night, Cal Poly against Texas Southern. Iowa going up against Tennessee. Volunteers former head coach Bruce Pearl, who also led UW-Milwaukee, back in the business. Hired as the new head coach of Auburn University. And Pearl left Tennessee after taking that team to the tournament 6 straight years while under investigation, lied to the NCAA, and was banished to the broadcast booth for a couple of years. The Wisconsin Badgers and Milwaukee Panthers have to get going on Thursday. Wisconsin will play at the Bradley Center at 11:40 Thursday morning as a number 2 seed, taking on 15th-seeded American. Badger center Frank Kaminsky says the higher the seed, the greater the pressure.
Yeah, always, you know, because if you lose your first game, it's going down in the history books is one of the biggest upsets. So, you know, you don't want to be that team. You want to play like you're a 2 seed. You want to go out there and beat the people you're supposed to beat and play up to your potential.
As for the Milwaukee Panthers, they are a 15 seed going up against second-seeded Villanova Thursday night in Buffalo. And the women's NIT tournament getting underway on Wednesday night. The Green Bay Phoenix will be at Minnesota to take on the Gophers of the Big Ten. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks were out west and they took on the Portland Trail Blazers at the Rose Garden, gave them a battle but fell 120-115. Wesley Matthews with 26. Brandon Knight led the Bucks with 24. Zaza Pachulia, 17 points, 13 rebounds. Yeah, another tough one.
Hurts, man. When it was like that, especially playing on the road against such a great team like Portland. And I don't care if Marcus Aldridge is not playing. They're still a great team. And, you know, this fan, in front of these fans and in this building, absolutely, just painful.
Very painful this year for the Bucks. Now 13-55. They've dropped five in a row. They'll stay out west and play Golden State on Thursday. Warriors beat Orlando 103-89. Miami defeated Cleveland 100-96. LeBron James had almost half the total. 43-point night. He scored 25 in the first quarter.
I don't know. It's one of those just zones. You know, one of them great feelings. And, you know, the worst part about it, I missed four free throws. I was 1-for-5 from the free throw line. You know, I was hoping that didn't take me out of rhythm. But, you know, for me, I come out with a, you know, some aggressive. And then you, sometimes you're able to realize what you're going and just play it by ear.
Atlanta Hawks needed overtime to beat the Toronto Raptors 118-113. That's six in a row. And it was Sacramento over Washington in overtime 117-111. Isaiah Thomas with a triple-double. Big day in the Big Apple as Phil Jackson returns, played professionally for the New York Knicks, and now he has taken over as president of the New York Knickerbockers.
The team has had a little run. We're anticipating it's going to be a good one, and they'll get into the playoffs. As we go forward, we have a great chance and a great opportunity. This is the best place to play basketball.
Jackson getting $12 million a year to get that franchise turned around. To the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins doubled up the New Jersey Devils 4-2. Brad Marchand and the Bruins have now reeled off 10 wins in a row, looking much like a Stanley Cup contender.
We play too many games, too short of a time right now to even think like that. And it's just a struggle getting up every day looking at the next game where, it's a pretty tiring month, but so I think that's the main thing. We're doing a good job of staying focused on the next task and being prepared for that. And if we continue doing that, then hopefully we can continue our run.
Minnesota Wild blanked the New York Islanders 6-0. Pittsburgh over Dallas 5-1. Sidney Crosby, 2 goals and an assist. Carolina defeated Columbus 3-1. Montreal over the Colorado Avalanche 6-3. Thomas Vanek with a hat trick for the Canadiens.
What I can bring to this power play is, I think, hopefully good enough, net front presence and, also create some chemistry there and then some more room for Passion Davy. And I think, I was able to do that. And I think with me scoring in front there, I think the next game, it will open up more room for them.
Rangers hammered Ottawa 8-4. Detroit a 3-2 win over Toronto. Philadelphia beat Chicago 3-2 in overtime. Claude Giroux the game-winning goal with 4.2 seconds left in OT. Calgary 3, Buffalo 1. Edmonton racing by Nashville 5-1. Washington over Anaheim 3-2. Alex Ovechkin is league-leading 46th of the year. And it was Florida over San Jose 3-2. NFL news and notes. Green Bay Packers running back James Starks coming back into the fold, agreeing to terms on a 2-year contract. Green Bay running backs coach Alex Van Pelt felt Starks had a solid year.
He did. You know, I thought James had his best year. You know, I was very impressed with his running style. He hit the hole hard and fast, you know, where Eddie's a little bigger, slower going through the hole. James was a nice change up.
Nice 1-2 punch with Eddie Lacy in the Packers' backfield. Chicago Bears losing another defensive lineman. Julius Peppers coming north to Green Bay. Now Henry Melton heading south to the Dallas Cowboys. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay has voluntarily checked into a rehab clinic after his arrest on DUI charges, plus 4 felony counts of possessing a controlled substance. Found several prescription pills not written to Irsay when the traffic stop was made. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says he's going to have minor ankle surgery later today, but should be fine come summertime. Tiger Woods withdrawing from the Arnold Palmer Invitational because of the lingering back issues. In Cactus League Baseball, the Brewers whipped the Texas Rangers 9-3. Big game for Mark Reynolds, a grand slam home run and 5 RBIs. Marco Estrada went 6 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts. Brewers take on the Seattle Mariners on Wednesday. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.